Listen a while, and I here will unfold what seemeth to promise promotion. There is great plenty of silver and gold, now newly took out of the ocean. 43 years this treasure has lain, since the galleon was staved asunder, among the shoes and rocks in the main, yet this may be now the world's wonder. It being 17 leagues from the shore, 'tis wonderful if you do mind it. Many has searched for this treasure before, but none had the fortune to find it, till the brave James and Mary of fame, whom fortune hath highly befriended, she most successfully sailed on the main, as was from all dangers defended. She was informed where this treasure did lie by some that had given information. Therefore some nobles did freely comply without any more disputation. To fit her forth this favor they show, it being their free will and pleasure. With a fair gale to the ocean they go, where they find great plenty of treasure. 'Twas in the midst of September they went forth, in the brave James and Mary, all the ship's crew with a loyal consent, they being both cheerful and airy. And in short time they there did arrive, where they was with rocks so surrounded, that they did hardly know how to contrive to keep themselves from being drowned. There they was forced some time for to lose, and lie at an anchor together. As for their engine they then could not use, because of the turbulent weather. Yet at the last to diving they went, where silver and gold they received. When in the water their breath was near spent, they were by their engine relieved. 6 weeks together they worked in the cold, still diving in 9 fathom water, loading their Mary with silver and gold. Then up to fair London they brought her, where they received her with delight, as you may observe by the ditty. And they unloaded her cargo in sight of many brave men of the city. Carts heavy loaded came through the town, on which the whole multitude gazed. This to the seamen hath purchased renown, no question but they may be praised. Still far and near their fame let it ring, and let them be highly commended, since they did venture so hard in this thing, and was with a blessing attended. But here is one thing we must not forget, while they were the treasure possessing. On the great rocks they might soon have been, had not heaven yielded a blessing. Or while they searched the depth of the main, to hazards they could be no strangers. Yet men and boys came all safe home again, though they had gone through such dangers.